Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Mazurowski.
The Bills kick off their season with a comeback win to remember.
Down to 3 seconds. Here's the snap. Hold is down. Kick on the way. And it is good. And Matt Prater, in his first game as a Buffalo Bill, has won the ball game here in week one. The Bills were down by 15 in the fourth quarter. They come all the way back to win the game at the gun with a 32-yard field goal for a 41-40 victory.
Unbelievable comeback.
Josh Allen led the whole thing. 251 passing yards and 3 touchdowns in just the fourth quarter alone.
It took everybody there. I'm just proud of our team for staying in it. No one on the sideline blinked. I mean, down 15 points, whatever we were, with 5-6 minutes left, staying with it, fans leaving, you know, the stadium. You know, you got to play this game for 60 minutes, and that's a really good outfit that we just played. And, you know, God willing, we take care of business how we're supposed to and how we think we will. You know, it's probably a team we'll see again.
And kicker Matt Prater was signed just a few days ago, had the winning field goal.
I'm still on cloud nine. It was just such a fun experience and awesome just to be a part of it.
Brayton Wilson spoke to those who stuck it out after the game.
Fans that stuck it out in Orchard Park were able to witness a come-from-behind victory for the ages, from the Bills to kick off the final season at the current Highmark Stadium.
Honestly, I did want to leave at the start of the fourth quarter, and my father-in-law made me stay, and I couldn't be more grateful that he actually did. It was a win that I've never seen in my 10 years of coming to the stadium for games.
Some Bills fans knew this game was destined for an all-time finish once the Bills had the ball with less than 8 minutes remaining.
There were 7-1-6 on the clock, so I knew there was a chance when we got the ball.
So what was it that made fans stick around for the final minutes of the game despite the team facing such a deficit?
The atmosphere. This is the last home opener. This is beautiful weather. Where else would you want to be? And so we said, let's stay. This is wonderful anyways.
Now that they won.
More from Sunday's season opening win for the Bills is online. Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
Unbelievable stuff.
You're pinching yourself. Did that really happen?
Absolutely incredible. I don't think, even if you did hold on till the end, you know, and you're one of the people who said, oh, you know, they're kind of, did anyone really believe that they were going to win?
Right.
I don't know.
It was not looking good.
Not at all. And still somehow managed to pull it out in the end.
Healthcare workers at Catholic Health taking a strike authorization vote today as contract negotiations remain stalled after 6 months of bargaining. It mirrors a labor situation 4 years ago when about 2,000 union workers went on strike at Mercy Hospital. At issue for the unions, wages, staffing levels, and extended sick leave. If workers authorize the action, the union would issue a 10-day strike notice.
Russian strikes in Ukraine expected to ramp up talks this week about sanctions against Russia.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent's agency is the primary enforcer of global sanctions, including those currently on Russia for its aggression in Ukraine. On NBC's Meet the Press, Bessent said in light of the Russian weekend attack, the U.S. is ready to get tougher.
We're prepared to increase pressure on Russia, but we need our European partners to follow us.
He said joint pressure from the U.S. and the European Union will force the question of which will falter first.
How long can the Ukrainian military hold up versus how long can the Russian economy hold up?
Secretary Bessent is set to meet with EU officials today to discuss economic pressure on Russia. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
President Trump said last week he's considering a deployment of the National Guard to New Orleans instead of Chicago after his administration federalized Washington, D.C.'s police force to crack down on crime. Speaking to reporters on the runway at Joint Base Andrews Sunday, the president said a decision could be coming soon.
Chicago is a very dangerous place, and we have a governor that doesn't care about crime, I guess. We could solve Chicago very quickly, but we're going to make a decision as to where we go over the next day or two.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker threatened to sue the Trump administration if the Guard is deployed. Chicago police data shows murders are down 32% compared to this time in 2024.
A funeral service held Sunday for 8-year-old Fletcher Merkel, one of two children killed during the mass shooting at Annunciation Catholic Church in Minneapolis.
Fletcher's father had previously spoken about the unimaginable grief the family is going through. He also emphasized he wants Fletcher to be remembered for who he was, not the act that ended his life. Fletcher's funeral began with a visitation. The church was full of people who came to pay their respects, from family, close friends, elected officials, first responders, and many more. One thing that stands out is the colorful clothing people are wearing. This was a request by Fletcher's family to remember who Fletcher was, so full of love.
Soo-young Kim in Minneapolis.
The FDA launching a pilot program to fast-track reviews of nicotine pouches from four major tobacco firms.
The four firms include Philip Morris, Altria, Reynolds American, and Turning Point Brands. And the move comes amid pressure from the Trump administration to speed up approvals. Companies like Philip Morris, maker of the top-selling Zyn pouches, have waited years for clearance, but the FDA now aims to complete reviews by December. The pouches, which don't contain tobacco or require inhalation, are seen as lower-risk alternatives, though health advocates warn of potential youth appeal. The FDA says the new process will feature faster reviews, more communication, and a focus on key health and safety data. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Interesting, taking a look at some of those new pouches. And how about this, the Powerball? Two winners for the nearly $1.8 billion jackpot. One bought the ticket near San Antonio.
Someone in town could be getting showered with hundreds of millions of dollars.
Never thought it could happen, but here we are.
Biggs over on Highway 290 in Genesee Lane has only been open 7 months, but manager Melanie says that climbing Powerball number has kept customers walking in the door.
We have people that want quick picks. We have people that pick their own numbers.
The other winning ticket was sold in Missouri, meaning these winners could choose to take around $410 million home today or about $893 million over the next 30 years.
What would you recommend? I don't know what the answer is.
I'd check with my financial advisor.
$110 million now, 800 something over however many years. Devin Karp there with the report. I feel like I want more money.
Up front?
No.
Okay.
I'll spread out. Yeah. But
you
get so much, like $100 versus $800.
Right.
That is a big difference.
A huge difference, right.
I mean, what are you going to invest, you know, you who are, you're spending your money on Powerball tickets. What are you going to invest your money in that's going to get you the return to $800 million?
A football team?
You wouldn't even be close.
No, that's true.
I think you get like the Josie Altidore cut of a football team if you'd.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Did your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s this afternoon. For tonight, mainly clear and cool. Overnight lows in the upper 40s with some 30s across the southern tier. Tuesday looks terrific. Mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. Mid-70s on Wednesday with sunshine as well. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
Sal Capaccio, Bill's sideline reporter for WGR, was on the field as the epic comeback was happening last night. Sal, what was the mood like when things started to turn?
It was really what you'd expect, which is, you know, every couple of plays, every few minutes, there was a little bit more of a, okay, like this is happening. Oh my gosh. And a little bit more of the, you feel the crowd, the intensity ramping it up a little bit. And I still think, even though that was true, Susan, like maybe people kind of didn't want to believe it because it just seems so improbable that it could actually come all together at the end, and it actually did.
There's something about, and we've had this happen a couple times before in the past, Sal, in recent years. There's just something about Derrick Henry running the ball down your throat that makes it even worse. I don't know how to explain it. You could be down the same score, but when you start to lose that way, it just feels like there's nothing you can do about it.
That's called taking away your will. That's what it is. You're right. And I think it's just a tale as old as time in football. This is why football people tell you, run the ball at them, play smash mouth football, punch them in the mouth. All those cliches you hear, Brian, this is why, because it's one thing when a quarterback is sitting back there and slinging it all over the place, but it's another when you're a professional athlete, when you're a football player and this really tough person and someone's just smashing you time after time, that takes your will away. And that's what it is. And the Bills' will was wilting away, but it never, ever went completely away. And what I mean by that is, yeah, they were taking body blow after body blow and throwing their hands up. What do we do? But they knew they had to make one more play. Just make one play. Give Josh Allen a chance. And, of course, they did by getting the ball back without Oliver in the strip. And then they did again on the next drive on a great tackle and third down by Christian Benford to get the ball back on a punt.
I mean, they never gave up. And what a way to open the final year at the stadium. I mean, how important is a win like this early in the season? Does it set the tone for the rest of the way?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think it depends on your particular team, who you have on the team, what your culture is or where you are in your build. And what I mean by that is, you know, if the Bills were a very young team who hadn't experienced a lot of winning, oh my gosh, this would do one thing for them to say, oh, hey, we're here, we can win these games. I think a game like this kind of reinforces the fact that, you know, you've been through these battles, you know what it takes to win, just keep playing. But at the same time, boy, starting 0-1 versus starting 1-0 against an AFC contender after all your division opponents lost, after the Chiefs lost as well. Like, it just means so much heading into the next 5 weeks before the bye, especially next week, another division game against the Jets. And I also think it's great for these young guys. It's great for the new players and Deion Walker, TJ Sanders, and Dorian Strong. And how about Matt Prater, the kicker, right? It's great for them to see, to be a part of this and a part of that type of environment when something like that happens, to have the belief in the teammates around them and the people that they play with that this, they can get the job done.
I mean, I know it wasn't one of those swirling winds, you know, terrible weather days at the stadium, Sal, but how about Prater coming in a few days' notice and then being thrown onto the field at, you know, a place that notoriously, everyone talks about being hard to kick at.
Yeah, it was a it was an operation the Bills had to kind of be buttoned up on because the clock was moving. They didn't have any timeouts left. They played it perfectly at the end of the game, which is take your timeouts up until fourth down and then know you have 30 seconds to run on the field and get everything off. And they did it perfectly and they lined them up. But even then, you still have to have the snap. You have to have the hold. You have to have the kick. Let's remember, Matt Prater got here 3 days ago, guys. I mean, he had just been signed this week. 41 years old, 18-year veteran. But the benefit of having a guy like that is he's a veteran. He's been around a lot of teams, been around a lot of situations, environments. He kicked in this very stadium a year ago in the opener for the Arizona Cardinals. It was not that windy, but you still have to make sure everything is buttoned up. That was, they did it perfectly. And Matt Prater, after the game, I mean, I talked to him on the field, guys, and just the way that he talked about already getting accepted in the organization and what this meant for him to come here and do something like this on that night was pretty special.
So many things went the Bills' way. A mixed extra point, a touchback that went against the Ravens, the Derrick Henry fumble. Yeah. I mean, what do you think was the turning point?
I think it was the fumble, right? Because if you don't get the fumble, you still might get the ball back, but you're not getting it back at that moment, and there's still way more time that's going to be run off the clock. You have to have everything come together with how much time you have and what you need to do. There's so many little points in this game that could be the turning point, though, right? That fumble was key. But earlier before that, you know, Josh Allen throws a fourth down pass to Dawson Knox, gets tipped into the hands of Keon Coleman for a touchdown. These little things all matter. But I think, I'll refer to what Sean McDermott said. Sean McDermott was asked this question in the locker room. He said he was asked, at what point were you kind of confident that you guys were going to get this win? And he pointed to that play. So if you ask me, like, that specific turning point and when it became real was when Ed Oliver ripped the ball out of Derrick Henry's hands and the Bills recovered.
Deion Dawkins, after the game, said that today Prater goes back to being the old geezer. How much offense do you take to that, Sal? I take offense. I'm not even that old.
Let me tell you something. I had never met the guy in my life. I'm on the sidelines, and I'd never really seen him, right? And he had just shown up last week. I say this with all due respect. He looked to me like a guy that just walked into a fantasy camp and put on a uniform to be in a stadium and just have a really good time and show his buddies some pictures. He looked like one of those people in the parking lot that dresses up in a Bills uniform and walks around.
That's hilarious.
He's a little more sober, though, which is good because we needed him.
I mean, it's incredible, but he's Mr. Reliable. He's Mr. Steady. He's been in many, many big moments. And, yeah, there was some joking around in the locker room after the game and those kinds of those kinds of things that were said, but there was also just so much reverence for him to be able to come in that environment and situation and be able to do it. And, obviously it worked out for everybody. It worked out for him. And look, he's going to be the Bills kicker for the next few weeks here. Not lost in all of this, hope for everybody, is the fact that Matt Prater is here because Tyler Bass is injured. And Tyler Bass is going to miss at least 3 more weeks, and we'll see where it goes after that. But I think a game like that, it wasn't just that one. He was 5 for 5 mm-hmm. on kicks. He also kicked a field goal at the end of the first half as the gun went. He had 2 walk-off half kicks that both proved monstrous in this game.
Going to be a storyline to watch, but it's going to be tough to beat this one the rest of the way, Sal. We got a long way to go, but week one in the books, and it was one to remember. Sal Capaccio was on the sidelines for what a game, what a comeback. Thanks so much, Sal. Bills 41, Ravens 40.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.